Hey everyone, just a quick explanation. This is a recording from yesterday, which is Monday, but I was unable to put it out yesterday, so I'm using it today. And when I record tomorrow, I will give you guys an explanation about everything. Please enjoy. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. This is going to have to be another short one. I almost didn't do it because I'll go ahead and give you guys that information up front. So Mark and I went out of town this weekend, and I'll talk about that a little bit, but the reason I'm cutting it a little bit short is because Sydney is sick, and I'm sure she's going to be fine. She's not dying or anything like that, but we had to put her in the kennel with Shane, and because we were out of town on Saturday night, and so we put them in. And when we got, and I don't know, she's very, you know, she's a small dog. And she's very sensitive. She has a very sensitive stomach. She likes to eat things. You never know what she's going to put in her mouth and eat. And so it's just better if we have her. Even when she goes to my parents' house, if she goes and stays with my parents for more than like a day, when she comes back, she is going to have diarrhea, have throwing up, have whatever. I mean, because they feed her things that they shouldn't feed her. You know, grandparents. You know how grandparents are. And I guess the same holds true for dogs. Even though I've told them before, you know, please don't feed her anything. Because if she eats anything other than her treats and her food, she she eats toys. And so I'm like, you have to put away all of the soft toys that she can chew up. Anyway, it's a pain in the butt. But we have got it down to a science. She only eats certain things here, and we only buy her toys that she cannot chew up. So we put them in the kennel. We get them out, and she didn't eat last night. And then this morning, and Mark didn't take her out to walk because he thought she had probably done her business at the boarding place. Because we picked him up around 5 in the evening, and he thought, oh, she's probably already, you know, they probably let them out in the yard, and while she was playing, she probably, you know, pooed and whatever. We let her out to pee, but we didn't take her for a walk. And so in the morning, I'm up here working, and he says, Sydney pooped on the floor. And he thought it was just because, you know, she couldn't hold it because we didn't walk her or whatever. So then we fed her lunch. And it happened twice. I think she pooped on the floor twice this morning. And the second time it was a little bit soft. So he took her for a walk. She did a little bit more on the walk. And we thought we were good. We fed her lunch. Then this afternoon, she throws up in my office. She's in my office and she throws up. And it's like everything she ate at lunch, or it seemed to be everything she ate at lunch. And it was, of course, on a rug. So it's so difficult. I had to clean it up. I have to get, and we don't have any carpet cleaner at the moment. So all we have is Windex. So I had to Windex it and then get that all cleaned up. And then I don't know, about 30 minutes later, she's back up here. She throws up again behind my chair. So I clean that up. And then she goes downstairs with me and she stays with Mark. Then she has diarrhea on Mark's rug in his office. Then, no, I'm sorry. Then, yeah, she, I think, I don't remember. It has happened so many times, you folks. So, then, he comes upstairs and she follows him upstairs and, she has diarrhea on the stairs and, makes her way around on the carpet to where I'm sitting and she's dripping on the carpet and it's bloody. But by this point, the vet is already closed. So I take her downstairs. I wash her. I have to wash her because she's just got poop on her butt. I have to blow dry her. I have to do all of this stuff. He cleans up the floor. We're working together. Get her all clean. And then as she's walking over to me, she has diarrhea again on the floor and it's blood and it's just. So then I clean her up again. And then I don't even remember how many times it happened. I don't know how she has anything left in her. So now we have rolled up every rug downstairs because we have hardwood floors, thank goodness. So we've rolled up every rug downstairs because, you know, for some reason, dogs prefer to do things on rugs. I don't know if it's because they're trained to go on grass or what, but. And it's hard to clean up a rug. You can clean up a hardwood floor pretty easy, but you can't. And I feel bad for her. And I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to feed her or like, I don't know what's going to happen. If she's still having problems in the morning, we're going to have to take her to the vet. But I don't want to take her to the emergency vet because they charge. I don't know. At least $1,000 or more just to do like, and I don't think it's, I mean, yes, she has some sort of stomach virus or something, but I don't know. I don't think. Unless, you know, it gets much worse in the night. I don't know if, you know, or she looks delirious or something. I think she just has some sort of stomach bug or she ate something and got some bacteria or I don't know. You know, who knows? Salmonella. Do dogs get salmonella? I don't even know. But honestly, it has just been that. And now, you know, and she sleeps with us. She gets on the couch. She's used to just going wherever she wants and she has long hair. So anytime she throws up or has diarrhea, it gets in her hair, either in the hair around her face or in the hair around her butthole. And so we're having to clean her constantly. So I mean, I hope it's done. I hope it's done. I don't know. And I feel bad for her, but I also feel bad for us because every time we have to clean it up. So, that has been my drama. I almost didn't do a show because it's already 6:30. We still need to work out. I have to cook something for dinner. Now, you know, Sydney is just needing attention. Mark wasn't finished with work, so he's babysitting her while working downstairs. And, so over the weekend, just a quick update on that, I guess, in our final minutes here. We did Mix Minus Friday night. We did a stay to the station and, I'm going to get that posted probably tomorrow because again, I'm going to be watching a sick dog apparently and, making sure that she doesn't bleed or have diarrhea or throw up on something. And, anyway, we did that, had Mix Minus, and then Saturday morning we got up early. We took the dogs. My parents brought their dog over. We took them to the kennel, and then we drove to Kansas City. And we met the friends at a Filipino restaurant, and we had lunch. There were so many friends there. We filled up the entire restaurant. It was a small restaurant. I would say there were probably maybe 7 tables. But with all the friends, we filled up the entire restaurant. So then we check into the hotel, and this hotel is, I mean, it is the Super 8 of casino hotels. You know, a lot of the casino hotels in Vegas are nice. Even the not as nice ones are pretty nice. This is not nice. This, I mean, it was okay. It was like a again, I would like a Motel 6, Super 8. It was not great. The TV wasn't working. The guide on the TV wasn't working. The menu on the TV wasn't working. We couldn't. I just had to hook my iPad up to the TV. Luckily, there was an HDMI input. I was going to do to-go from Gordon Ramsay's steak because I was not invited to the actual dinner. None of the husbands were invited to the dinner. And so a lot of the husbands ate together and then went drinking or something. And I wasn't interested in doing that. I'm the one gay guy. And they always speak Tagalog when they're together. And I don't speak that. I'm like, hanging out with a bunch of straight guys who are not even speaking my language does not sound fun. So I watched, but anyway, I was going to order Gordon Ramsay's steak and eat it in the room. And guess what? They, for whatever reason, do not take to-go orders on Friday or Saturday night because their volume is too high. And then she said, and we're also fully booked. So I couldn't even book myself a table to sit alone and eat there. So I went to Perkins. It's like a, I don't know what to call it, but they've got really good pies. So I got a roast beef, like a pot roast melt, a sandwich with fries, but I got a couple of slices of their French silk pie, which I really like. And I took it back to the room. I ate it. I watched Expedition Unknown on Discovery Plus, and Mark didn't give, they finished eating around 11 and he went to the room with the girls and they were chatting and stuff, but I didn't want to do that either. So I just stayed in the room and he didn't get back to the room till like 3 a.m. The next day we all ate at a Chinese restaurant. Mark and I played Pokemon for about a half an hour and then we turned around and came home. So we did our grocery shopping. So yeah, it was, and then our dog is sick. So what are you going to do? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.